Rising.
Look, I knew we were in for a fun week when it started out like this.
Repeat after me. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
Four.
Wrong.
I'm so confused.
Repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
What comes next?
We have a winner. Well done. Second time round.
Cop that, right.
I'm going to do that to my kids today.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to be the funniest person ever.
Every now and again, Ryan, it takes my little ADHD brain a little bit longer to catch on. What was it? You did one to me last week.
I forget.
There you go. See? Now, and there's something you don't see every day, student. An honest teacher.
So I took to my homework like the grade C student that I am, and I was ready to stump my kids.
Hey, Stella.
Yeah?
Repeat after me.
You ready? Okay. Okay, you ready? Repeat exactly after me.
Yeah.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
What comes next?
Damn it!
Too clever for you, the 10-year-old nailed it.
I'm not proud of this, but after, I got a little addicted to these riddles. These brain busters. And I attempted to get Tenya and Steve with them. But it turns out, they're both pretty switched on. Tenya and Steve, if an electric train's travelling south, so it's going south...
Oh, no, this is not a maths one, is it?
Okay, so if an electric train's going south, which way is the smoke going?
They don't blow it.
It's electric.
Smoke.
Yeah. We're not that stupid.
Rosie, let me just have a look here.
Well played,
yes, it was year one we were asked that one, too.
I do remember that.
It really
like
was,
two.
Wasn't it?
I swear it was like year one or year two.
Yeah.
Mark Denise Maitland. I just padded for the next call.
No, I was about to say, but nice stretching, mate, because they haven't got too many. Mark, come on, give us one.
A cowboy rides into town on Friday and he leaves 3 days later on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
How'd he do it?
His horse was called Friday.
Ah, you know it.
No, I don't know it, but I can work it out.
Looking it up, Mark. That was year two I've heard that one. I still love the excitement on Risey's face when he did the electric train one.
I've got another one. You ready for another one?
Oh, no, Risey. Okay, you here you go. Yourself again.
Tenya, Steve, what has a face and two hands?
A watch.
A watch.
But no one's always.
Oh my god!
Oh, look at this one, T.
It's a bloody watch.
Look at this one.
It's a bloody watch.
You and I were asked that one before dinosaurs.
Steve's health dramas continue this week in the form of a simple blood test. It was meant to be stock standard, but let me set the scene. The collector was one, wearing a mask, and two, a quiet talker. And that led to this situation.
Just come walking in, and she just looked, and she went, "There's a stool," and I went, "Oh, okay, thanks." And I sat down. And then again, she went to the stool and went, "Yeah, no, I'm sitting in it. That's all good."
Yep.
And then she took the blood. And then at the end, she goes, "A stool," and went, "Oh, I must have to get off the stool."
Oh no, I know what. She needed a sample.
Yes. And the whole time, I'm going, "Yep, sure, yep, yep." And then suddenly, so she went, basically, "Where is it?" And I looked at her like a 5-year-old. I went, "But I went this morning." I did. It was like I was talking to Mum.
Oh.
You can't get another one. I went this morning.
I did poo-poo today already.
She says, "Well, we shut at 4.
What?
What? We shut at 4.
We
shut 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's so okay. That one off quickly.
Yeah. So she gave me till 4 o'clock to come good.
And did you?
I went home and said, "PJ, do us a favour."
It'll be probably much healthier too.
100%.
I'll be like, "Look at this."
I'll go to the specialist tomorrow. He'll shake my hand going, "Mate, you've got the stool of a 17-year-old.
I'd love to say that's the last time we mention rear ends in this rewind, but I can't promise anything. In the meantime, let us talk about Tenya slowly morphing into a guy with her current social actions.
Michael wishes he was married to a lady.
Yeah.
He's come home and I'm scratching my nether regions with a two. He's making bets these days.
Did you talk about you swearing like a truck driver?
Do not.
Now, this is a true story, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't watching. I could only hear. And I thought they were interviewing Tenya on the radio, but it was Latrell Mitchell.
Shut up.
They sound the same when they speak.
Do not.
If that was off air, it would have been effing shut up.
Yep, Latrell and Tenny, they do have a lot in common at the moment.
I don't care if I'm Australian Bruce, honestly.
Hey, this week, Steve was shocked to hear of the latest book Tenya was really getting into.
It's been put together by surgeons and psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the fascination humans have with inserting things into their rectums. Here's the stat. 10 people present into an American emergency department every day. What do you think most people say when they have to present to emergency?
Oh, sat on it.
Yeah, fell on
I
it.
Sat on it yeah. and it slipped in.
Yes.
Like, well, wear pants, mate.
Oh, yes. They're a good point. Oh, mate, how'd you get the coffee cup? I just sat on it.
Isn't that strange?
It is strange. It's just a weird fascination. I wonder if it will fit, is what they usually say.
I can safely say, yeah, Steve and I aren't joking when we say we have not done that.
No. And not only
or thought about it.
Not only that, I'm actually smart enough to kind of look and go, nah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
It was like me walking out. I'll tell you, right, do you reckon that canoe would fit in my bottom?
I don't know, Steve, bend over, we'll give it a try.
Okay, mate, let's have a go. No way. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, good, it does.
Push it real good. Yep, nice and snug there, Steve. Finally, we can't finish without Tanya trying out one more brain buster.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Mm.
What am I?
Oh, my ADHD brain. I usually
nail
these.
Come on, you usually get these.
The more you take.
Yeah, the more you leave behind. What am I? Pain in the ass, I know, but what am I? Yeah.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
I'm happy to leave it on pain in the ass.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Turned out to be footsteps. Who would have known? And that was Rosie's Rewind.
Waking you up, it's Tanya and Steve, 102.9 AAA.